Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 6, 2006. Today's message is titled, Truly Satisfying. The scripture text is from Psalm 90, verse 14.
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Many listeners, particularly my age and older, will recall the Rolling Stones song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. In many ways, that summarizes the outlook of the world. Marketing strategy is intent on convincing us we are not satisfied. And of course, if we just buy the advertised product, satisfaction will follow. Just consider the message of virtually all the unsolicited junk email that manages to make it in your inbox. Even if you didn't think you had a problem, the barrage of advertisements can make you reassess your original thinking or raise your curiosity. Problems can arise that were not really problems in the first place. Satisfaction can be a result of a fulfilling marriage, a happy family, a job promotion, educational attainment, or acquiring more of this and more of that. These things aren't necessarily bad, but all lack the true source of satisfaction. Mick Jagger and every other seeker will find that true satisfaction is found only in a dynamic relationship with Jesus Christ. The daily verse is a real key to the life of satisfaction. The psalmist, in this case Moses, is offering one of the richest prayers in the Bible. He cries out to God to satisfy us in the morning. He thus acknowledges that the source of the satisfied life is God. Even more specifically, the source is God's unfailing love. It's so contrary to the message of the world that screams in our ears with the multitudes of sources of satisfaction it offers. These are all temporary at best. The deep, abiding satisfaction the soul longs for can only be found in God. Later in the Psalms we read, You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Moses said in the daily text, In the morning. The Hebrew here literally means at the break of day. As we begin our day with the deep assurance of God's unfailing love, we are filled and equipped so that we can live the day in victory and sing for joy and be glad throughout our entire day. Today, my brothers and sisters, may we experience this deep satisfaction that God has provided. The psalmist's prayer is so powerful. God alone is the source of satisfaction. Today, regardless of our circumstances, let us be truly satisfied with God's unfailing love. Let us sing for joy and be glad all our days, beginning today. Now, that's a blessing to experience satisfaction. And now Brooksine is going to share a prayer she's written this morning.
Jesus, as I draw near to you in reading your word and in lifting my voice to you this day, there is a renewal in my spirit. I recognize that my joy and satisfaction will not be determined by the events of this day, but by the state of my heart. When human love is fleeting and disappointments arise, help me to look beyond my present circumstance. As the psalmist wrote, Earth has nothing I desire besides you. I also look to you for ongoing fulfillment to meet my every longing. Thank you that your joy does not last for a season, but for a lifetime.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Thank you for allowing us to visit with you a few minutes today. This message is prepared Monday morning about 10:30. We're reading into the computer, but we know that the message will be accessed all through the day and into the coming days. And whatever day it is, may you turn to the Lord and find that true satisfaction.